Infinity.
Pete Sarsent is waking up Kenosha live and local on AM 1050 WLIP.
AM 1050 WLIP. No, I am not Bob Barker. It's the WLIP morning show. Pete here with you, joined in the studio as I am on these Tuesday mornings by Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pete, and a happy, cheery morning to you. I love that soundtrack there.
That's doesn't awesome. This sound like sick days home from school back in the day?
Yep.
That's what Price is
for
Right.
A snow day or something.
A snow day.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
We are not playing Price is Right on the WLIP morning show, but World Spay Day is...
We're a little Bob Barker-esque today.
Little Bob Barker action, that's right.
Yeah, right. World Spay Day.
Oh, yes, indeed. So, you know, for those of us who grew up watching Price is Right, we know about spay and neuter your pets.
Absolutely. But, Bob Barker ended every segment with that. Be sure to spay and neuter your pet. Today, we're going to talk about be sure to spay and neuter your pet.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about World Spay Day, Dr. Russ.
Well, here it is, Tuesday, February 18th, and it's World Spay Day. So what we're going to talk about is the importance of spaying and neutering your pet.
Yeah, very good.
So there are a lot of things that come out of that. I mean, the first thing that Bob Barker was always talking about was controlling pet population. Mm-hmm. So wanting to make sure that stray pet population didn't get out of check. The shelters would love to see that a little bit more in control because, you know, fewer stray animals, then there's less for them to try to find new homes for.
Right.
But there are a lot of other benefits out of that. So the first benefit is preventing the overpopulation. So, you know, if you don't have the parts, then you don't get the
plus the uncomfortable conversation with the owner of the neighbor's dog.
Though. Right, right. Hey, your dog was over the other night. We skip out those conversations, but it also reduces cancer risk. So female dogs have an increased risk of mammary cancer. So if they're spayed at an early enough age, it decreases the risk to near zero. And, of course, testicular cancer, if you don't have them, you don't have to worry about cancer.
There you go.
So that's there. And then as the female dogs age and they go through multiple heat cycles, it actually predisposes them to developing infections in their uterus, known as pyometra. Hmm. And if they don't have a uterus, it can't get infected.
Once again, yeah.
There you go. We have prevented that. So those are some of the health benefits. It allows the dog then to lead a happier, longer life. Some people would even say, argue there is the argument that it prevents behaviors. Mm. So roaming, we've already talked about jumping the fence.
Visiting the neighbor's dog.
Neighbor's dog, though, might not be the one next door. It might be the one about a mile or so away because the pheromones that they give off during those heat cycles can attract males from all over the county.
Heat-seeking missiles.
Heat-seeking missiles, right. So, if we eliminate the uterus, we don't have a heat cycle anymore. So then we're not having to put diapers on them, you know, a couple times a year for 3 weeks at a time. So there's less mess. Hmm. And of course, just less puppies, less kittens. And so the thing of it is that it's good to prevent that pet population. It's good for their health, and ultimately it's good for their long-term lives because they're going to lead happier, healthier lives. Honestly, there's been some debate in the recent years. It's like, when do we do this? That's been kind of a can of worms that got opened up maybe a few years ago, and the old standby is still 6 months, and because it's 6 months of age, we're eliminating the heat cycle from even starting. And making sure that we're getting the uterus and/or testicles removed before they get a chance to use them, so keeping that pet population in check. But the thing that is that the hormonal changes that go on are really what causes the cancer, the infections, those things. So if we can get in there before those even activate, then we can prevent that. So one of the studies that's been out there debates whether or not that's good or not. So if you want to wait. Let them go through one heat cycle. You're going to have to put up with the heat cycle going through it. So that's the things you have to look at, trying to keep up, clean up after them, making sure that they're not getting out, meeting up with the neighbors, an altered male dog. So the thing of it is that it's just good overall health benefits. And about 6 months of age, before 6 months of age would be the time framing. Now, the question is, if they're an old dog, is there a benefit to it? Yes, there is. Because as we talked about, the females, as they go through sequential heat cycles, they're at more risk for an infection. And in male dogs, certainly increased risk as they age, testicular cancer. So getting them neutered at a later age is still okay. Age is not a disease. You know, as long as the rest of them is healthy, if they've got, you know, good heart, lungs, liver, kidney functions, anesthesia today is less stressful on their body than it ever was before. So it's one of those things that we can go through this. And then and today we use the surgical laser to do this. So that's the added benefit. Using the laser, it cauterizes tissue. They heal faster. It's basically just less traumatic of a surgery for them to go through with the surgical laser. So it's safer. It's quicker healing time.
Mm-hmm. And less invasive, obviously.
Less invasive. And the fact of it, we're using pain medications today. I mean, we've been using pain medications for 25 years. But I'm talking, you know, Bob Barker, when he started this, the pain meds weren't a thing, right? So your dog might have gone home and not gotten pain meds. So, no, those are things, you know, they're on pain meds afterwards. So most of these guys don't even know that they've had something done.
Well, that's good
news. It's pretty amazing.
You give them a treat and they want to do it again. That's
usually we try to keep it. We try and try to keep it as fear free as possible so that they get meds beforehand so that they're like, oh, you know, it's not a bad deal. And when I came back in, I got a cookie out of it. So it's, you know, it's all good.
Well, very good. That does make a whole lot of sense. And it does seem like that the takeaway would be there's a lot of benefit for both the pets and their owners out of this.
Right. If you've ever had a puppy or a kitten that you've, you know, you've brought home, that's great. But if you have a litter of 10 that you now have to go find homes for.
Right.
Yeah. So avoid that. Get your dog, cat, spayed, neutered.
I mean, I guess if you have a farm and you have space and you can raise them slightly before you adopt
them
out.
That's a whole different mindset.
Whole different mindset than, you know, this is. I have 10 more puppies in my home now.
Right.
It's 101 Dalmatians all of a sudden.
Yeah, that happens.
Right?
I've had clients that say, yeah, I adopted the cat, and then the cat wasn't fixed, and next thing we know, we had kittens, and then they're like, and then we had a house full because they're like, we couldn't give them away. It's like it's mom and her kids.
Oh,
and
of course.
So, right. So you're... Pet household population went from 1 to, you know, 8 overnight.
Is there a way that you can do a quick check if you adopt a cat or a dog to see if the spaying has been done?
Typically, if the spay has been done at one of the rescue groups, they'll do a little tattoo.
Oh, okay.
At the incision site.
That
so
helps.
We can check for those. If that's not done, there's usually a surgical scar, so we can try to find that.
Oh, okay. So there's some telltale signs with that.
Absolutely.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. If people do want to get in touch, maybe, you know, the old spare neutered routine or just regular checkup, whatever the case may be, how can people get in touch?
Well, if it's that perfect time to get your dog scheduled for a spay or neuter, or your cat scheduled for the spay or neuter, just give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok is Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
And then they come over and you say, come on down.
Come on down.
There you go. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. We'll let you go. No showcase for you today, but that's okay.
That's all right. Pete, we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. It's the WLIP Morning Show.